Chapter 8, We've Been Discovered. Translator, Bane unedited. The evening breeze swept away the light clouds, the moonlight became more and more eerie, the nightingale cried, the magical beast hissed, making people even more frightened. Lin Zi glanced wide-eyed from not far away under a large tree. A small black beast, a pair of surprisingly large ears, looks like it is out for food. Mother, is the Zhan Yu Blue Imperial Pig magical beast cub, dead? Its mother must be nearby. Lin Zi will be shaking in his little legs, he hates fighting with magical beasts. Lin Yunxi's eyes under the mask slightly downcast also instantly gazed up. Leave it to you guys to be responsible for the trouble you picked up. If Yi'er can be a little smarter, this crisis is not impossible to get through. Once Lin Zi heard this, he was about to discuss it with Lin Yunxi. Dang, the deafening sound was frightening. With each footstep coming from the magical beast, Lin Zi felt a deep thump on his heart. Lin Zicken's quiet eyes gradually became heavy. Lin Zi got up and looked at the Zhan Yu Lan Imperial Pig magical beast cubs that were feeding not far away. He quietly retreated to Lin Zicken's side and looked back at his brother. The two brothers nodded unspokenly. Lin Yunxi took a look and the corners of her mouth arched up. She dragged the man to hide behind the big tree. Lin Zi was ruthless, and with a flick of his small hand, he took out a cold chicken from his spiritual space to split it into two halves. He looked at his snack with heartache, and instantly only half of it was left. Then, a silver light crossed his little finger. Suddenly there appeared an ice spirit red-eyed spirit fox. This was Lin Zi's bonded ice spirit fox with red eyes. The whole body was snow white, with a pair of crimson eyes, and the wings were ice blue. The fox was beautiful and lovely. Lan Lan, go, lure that Zhan Yu Lan Imperial Pig magical beast cub to those two up there, then this half-chicken is yours. Lan Lan was the name of the ice spirit fox. Lin Zi liked its ice blue wings, so he chose this name. When Lan Lan heard that there was chicken to eat, he spread his four short legs happily charged towards the Zhan Yu Lan Imperial Pig magical beast cub. The Zhan Yu Lan Imperial Pig magical beast cubs saw the ice spirit fox, their ink-black eyes immediately glowed. The young spirit beast cubs can be eaten, but it can also make its rank rapidly increase. The actual fact is that the ice spirit fox turned around and ran. The Zhan Yu Lan Imperial Pig magical beast suddenly wailed to the sky a few times. It was a cry for help. Lin Zi and Lin Zicken quickly glanced at each other, their faces more and more serious. The deafening and earth-shaking sound of the Zhan Yu Lan Imperial Pig magical beast hearing the call of its own children quickly from far and near. Lin Zi and Lin Zicken saw the rugged and terrifying body in the darkness. The two brothers instantly flew up to the top of the big tree. They quickly held in their breaths. Lin Yunxi also quickly set up a boundary around her and the man, so that the Zhan Yu Blue Imperial Pig magical beast could not smell them. Dong dong, as the huge figure ran past. Lin Zi and Lin Zicken were almost shaken and fell from the big tree. But there was no danger. Not far away, Nangong Yunrui and Long Yedian listened to the hissing of the magical beast. Both of them changed their expressions in the night to see that emitting blue ghostly light spirit beast cub. The two vaguely understood what was going on. Yitian, we've been discovered. Nangong Yunrui felt incredible, their cultivation levels were above their mother and sons. Let's solve the immediate trouble first before we talk. Long Yitian's eyes under the mask were bloodthirsty cold, his gaze swept over not far away, vaguely emitting anger. The ice-pierced red-eyed spirit fox was smart enough to lure the magical beast to Long Yitian and Nangong Yunrui when it vanished instantly in place.